nightly news podcast. Join Jay the Man and the man, the myth, the legend, the one and only Rags, discussing today's news, conspiracy news, and news you won't hear anywhere else. Only on the Disclosure Media Network. Don't forget to subscribe to us on YouTube by going to youtube.disclosuremedia.net.
Well, hello, hello, good evening to those of you out there listening on the live streams on YouTube and on TuneIn. Okay, for some reason we're not getting audio out there to the folks listening on some of the live streams, so I will try and work on that. Hello and good evening, or good morning, wherever you are in the world today. It is May 6th, 2015. Don't forget to subscribe to us on our YouTube channel at youtube.disclosuremedia.net. You can also find us on Facebook. We're on Twitter at Disclosure Media. And there we go. Now those are, for those of you listening on our other live streams, that's now live. So, Rags, it's we were off last night. We took the night off. And I guess there were a few things that went down in the world of news and some pretty crazy headlines out there. So we're going to cover some of those and some stuff that we didn't get covered last time we were on the air. So, Rags, how you doing, man?
Not too bad. Chilling like Dylan.
Chilling like Dylan. I like that. I like that. So I'm going to start off with this first story here, Rags, and this is going to be have to do with Baltimore. The Baltimore mayor has asked the DOJ to investigate the city's police force. So as the race issues continue, I guess you could say, at a press conference on Wednesday, the Baltimore mayor, Stephanie Rawlins Blake, announced that she has asked the Department of Justice to investigate the city's police force for the practice of excessive use of force and civil rights violations. The mayor said that she sees this investigation as, quote, an essential part of the process to, quote, reform serious patterns and practices of excessive force, bias, policy, policing, and other unconstitutional practices by law enforcement. She went on to say, quote, throughout my administration, we have taken a number of steps to change the culture and practices of the Baltimore Police Department. She also said that despite this progress, we all know that Baltimore continues to have a fractured relationship between police and the community. The police isn't the problem, lady. Sorry, that's not the problem. This investigation will be in addition to the current investigation that the FBI and DOJ are conducting regarding civil rights violations and the death of 25-year-old Freddie Gray, who died from a severe spinal injury while in police custody. Now, his unexplained death on April 19th was followed by days of peaceful protests before riots broke out on April 27th, prompted Maryland governor to declare a state of emergency. So what do you think about this story, Rags? Now, I don't think the problem, you know, this city has been ran by Democrats for the last 50 years. I think that's people what you need to look at is the people running your city.
Well, I mean, you could say with Chicago. I mean, you look at, you know, that's been run by a Democrat forever. I think since it's been a city.
Detroit?
You know, no, I believe there's been mixed hodgepodge in Detroit at times.
Did you?
No,
all,
I mean, no, I do think it's, I mean, you know, the thing is that somebody's got to take responsibility. And I mean, in reality, you know, what do those voters even know, or are they even educated? And again, I don't really like to get in that whole Democrat Republican thing.
I know, but
an elected leader is an elected leader. But that's the whole thing. But that's the whole word. The key word there is leader.
But it's once a liberal you lead your city too, of, isn't it? I mean, these liberal policies that they have. I mean, isn't that an issue?
Well, you know, I don't know if it's tremendously liberal. I mean, dude, I mean, the West Coast is liberal. I mean, I don't think people understand that. I mean, you know, I mean, that's just, I think Baltimore and the East Coast has a hodgepodge. It's a hodgepodge of different mixed type of liberal or progressive.
Not only
but
that.
You know, but,
Go ahead. No, I was just going to say the drug problem in that area, from what I've heard, it's like the number one place to get your drugs in the United States. I mean, it's like the hot spot.
I don't know. You know, you hear also, I think you can get drugs anywhere you want.
No, of course.
But I'm saying
as far as ease, I mean, I can't walk out on my street and get drugs, but there you could just walk out and...
Oh, dude, anybody can walk on any street and get them.
Well, yeah, but... I don't know. I hear you'd be a little stressed to find certain drugs, I guess. I mean, but no, you're right. They're everywhere.
I do think it's the leadership. I mean, I just think that, you know, I mean...
It has to. The buck has to stop somewhere, Rags.
It does.
And they want to blame the police. I don't think you can blame the police.
I don't think you can. I mean, when it gets to this point, we started saying this the other night, when we get to the point and police officers start to see this around the country, that cities aren't supporting them, how do you think officers are going to respond around the country? Oh, a bank robbery in progress? Sorry, I'm going to stay over here at Dunkin' Donuts. Bye-bye.
You're right.
I'm there. I'll be there in a minute.
There's also a report came out that there were two spy planes out over Baltimore. There was a Cessna plane that was tracked on radar, and it just did circles around a certain area. And there was also a jet that was supposedly doing reconnaissance on the rioters. So the ACLU has come out, and of course, you know, civil liberties. But come on, if you're out in the public, you have no expectations to privacy, right?
Oh no, you don't.
I mean, what can the ACLU say if you're walking around the streets and there's a drone up, you know, in the sky taking your picture? I mean, what's illegal about that?
There's nothing wrong with that.
I don't see anything illegal about that. I mean, you're out in the open. And the thing about these new technologies that they have as far as surveillance, I don't know if you saw it. They tested this one system out just north of me up in Dayton, Ohio, and they tested it out. This thing's able to see 25 square miles. So imagine having at your screen a live Google Maps.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just amazing. You could zoom out to the 25 square mile area, and then you could just point and click, and just, you know, if a call comes over the radio of a robbery, you know, you could just point and click and say, yep, there's the car, and you could follow the car. And, you know, I don't know how long in the future, man, there's going to be, I think crime's going to get a lot easier to solve. What do you think?
Well, with technology. Here's what gets me, right? We want to talk about, you know, different movies out there. How about that one that Will Smith was in? I'm trying, you know, where they could look down right on top of you. I can't remember the name of that one.
Oh, I don't remember that one.
God, what was the name of that one? It's really starting to tick me off what that is. It should be right there. But, you know, a lawyer. He's a D.C. lawyer. I think I know
what you're talking about. Doesn't he run from him or something?
Yeah.
I think I know the movie.
I'm almost right there. Enemy of the State.
Yes, yeah.
Enemy of the State, and they could lock down and look and see exactly what you're doing overhead.
Yep.
So, I mean, are we really even surprised that this technology hasn't already been here? You know,
well, I'm not surprised, and I know you're not surprised.
I'm not. You know, stuff that was in the movies 30 years ago we're using it today in real life.
It just surprises.
Consumers are using it, you know, not defense, not spy
right.
stuff, you know.
Yeah, and it just surprises me that the ACLU would come out and say, hey, you can't do that. You're violating people's civil liberties. And I just completely disagree. If you're walking around on the street, especially if you're out rioting, you know, burning shit down, you know, they can follow you back to your house.
Yeah, I saw that too. I believe the ACLU released a new app that you can download on your phone, and you could take all your pictures and information and upload it to their server ASAP or something.
Great. Sweet.
Yeah. You know, that's why it's so funny. I mean, I really crack up and I don't know, Jay, sometimes I just wonder about the intelligence of our society.
It's been dumbed down.
How about GPSs? GPS, oh, that's common. Yeah, everybody has GPS in their car, on their phone. That said, that was top secret military back in the day. You don't even understand that.
Yep.
That was satellites that the military used back in the day.
So was the internet.
So was the internet.
The internet was a military thing that they you know, designed way back when. Of course, it wasn't what it is now, but I mean, that's what it was. It was communications for the military.
You know, and it's just, it kind of really, and that's the thing about with technology. It's, this is only going to increase in the future, too, with these drones and everything else in the air. Which is cool.
Well, you know, some of the things I've seen, they've envisioned blimps, that solar-powered blimps that can basically stay in the air for indefinite time, and they would just hover over cities, and these things would be able to see hundreds of square miles, and they would just be over top of every major city. You know, a crime comes in, a call comes in, we got a robbery or purse snatching or... You know, they can just go back, hit the button, they can hit rewind and go back, and they can watch you commit the crime and then follow you back to where you go. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so it just makes you wonder what people are going to do to, you know, criminals, what they will have to the extent that they will have to change the way they do things.
I don't know if that's ever going to change. I think a criminal doesn't change his behavior.
Well, not, but you know, he may not change his behavior, but the way he goes about committing his crimes, you, of course, we're probably always going to have the petty crimes, you know, drugs and prostitutes and stuff like that. But as far as, you know,
well, I mean, just like,
car
I mean,
robberies and...
But how about in California? How many times do we have to watch a chase on the news every other day?
But that's going to become a thing of the past with technology.
You know, they're already being followed by helicopters and stuff like that, but yet people still do it. Do you see what I'm saying?
No,
think about
you're
all the
right.
helicopters, and people still do it.
I think
you know
it's
what?
The thrill.
I'm gonna outmaneuver the cops, even though there's 15 helicopters following me.
I think you know, it's the adrenaline rush that some of these people get when they run from the police.
I just don't know where the rush is when you.
I don't either.
You know, I guess I keep trying to think about that. It's like, where's that rush? Oh, yes, I'm going to outrun. You know what? I bet my buddy I can outrun the friggin' KLAX chopper, and I'm going to do it.
Yeah. But
I'm going to go to jail, but I'm going to do it.
You know, like I said, eventually, once you get all these older vehicles off the road and you get these new cars that have the kill switch and all that. And did you see, supposedly, down there in the Texas, you know, those guys attacked that event in Texas? They supposedly used the EMP device on that car. Did you hear about that?
Well, yeah. You mean the bomb squad?
Yes.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, that was, you know, a lot of people were talking about that. And another thing, people were surprised about that. Oh, they have EMP technology. Yeah, they've had that for probably decades.
Yeah. The fragile mind of the United States American citizen sometimes. Not every one of them. But, you know, I've always gone on them. I mean, I just think the stupidity of what they think and how they even understand is just... You know, there's people more educated than friggin' every other... The 7 other billion people on the planet, you know what? I'm going to tell you right now, I believe at least 40% are better educated than some Americans.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know, definitely. It just cracks me just the hell up with the stupidity. I mean, and it's not just common sense. It's not about... It has nothing to do with, you know... It's just common sense. It's not, you know, we're not inventing the wheel here. We're not saying something that hasn't been, I don't know. Anyways,
what do you got on your docket there?
What do I got? What else am I going to start off? Well, we're speaking of Baltimore. How about NBA Hall of Famer Kareem Abdul-Jabbar? His quote is, "Baltimore is just the beginning."
Oh, yeah. Oh, and I just have to say this. Did you see the story where they said this is going to be the Black Spring? Did you hear
yeah,
that?
I know. Now it's just there were Arab Springs before, and now it's
yeah Black Spring. Go ahead,
Ryle. You know, let's string up that race bait one more time. time calling Miss Abdul-Jabbar, a 6-time NBA champion and league most valuable player. He is also a celebrated author, filmmaker, and education. And ambassador. The Baltimore Rising isn't just about Freddie Gray. This is from the Time magazine, time.com. The curfew has been lifted in Baltimore now, for all of God's children are once again tucked back in the snug routine of their daily lives. The black temper tantrum is over, America. We can all go back to watching Castle Boyish charm his way through murder mysteries. Order is restored. Except, as Sportin' Life says in Porgy and Bess, it ain't necessarily so. What happened in Baltimore isn't just a one-and-done situation. This wasn't just a slight sprain in the ankle that will be able to walk off by the morning. This was a violent shattered bone that will have America limping forward on crutches for months to come, maybe even years. One thing that history has taught us is the civil unrest is rarely just about the incites the incident. From what information the public has been given, Freddie Gray's death seems like a malignant cocktail of negligence and abuse, and the charges brought against the six officers seem to confirm that. But we've seen this all before many times. So why now? Why Baltimore? Why Freddie Gray? The Baltimore uprising isn't just about Freddie Gray. The image of the cops carrying him, his legs dangling useless, his neck crooked awkwardly in a visual manifestation of the impotence many African Americans have felt over the past year as death after death of black people at the hands of... Wow. Am I reading this right? sorry, that was just editorial comment. After each death, there is usually the flurry of outrage, protests, political promises, celebrity tweeting, and condemnation of protesters. Then nothing happens until the next death. I think you put something on my Skype. Well, maybe that's something else. Never mind. About 70 unarmed blacks have been killed by police between 1999 and 2014. The only thing that seems to change is that that list of dead keeps getting longer. Just out of curiosity, people, today there was a white person shot in unarmed, and the homeless man that was on Venice Beach, California, white, also shot. Anyways, yeah, that was today. That was you can see it on the front page of Drudge, I believe. I thought I had it here. I thought I put it. I clicked on it, but I did. Baltimore is the most recent and long, frustrating line of protests that seemed to vent anger and produce few substantial results and reveal a large pattern of systematic injustice. For African Americans, it feels as if we all gathered together in the path of a giant steamroller. We shout up at the driver to put on the brakes, but he keeps shouting for us to all get out of the way. But then there's no place to go. We keep backing up and backing up in Baltimore. It's felt as though every back is against the wall, and there is no place to back up anymore. If shouting doesn't get the driver's attention, then maybe something more drastically will. So that's just an excerpt there. So what do you think about that bit of writing there by Mr. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar?
Sounds like another race baiter. I think it's... Oh, shoot. I got something playing. Huh? Why do websites do this? It really pisses me off. I've been sitting on this website for 5 minutes, and all of a sudden they want to start playing a damn video ad. Oh, gosh. Okay. Yeah, he just sounds like he's fanning the flames. And, you know, they've got that case up in Cleveland. Have you followed that one, Rex?
No, I did not follow the one up in Cleveland.
Where the 12-year-old boy was shot by the police.
That was a few months back ago though, right?
Yes, that's still going on.
Was that a toy or not a toy?
It was a toy,
that's right. Okay, yep. That's what I thought.
He was pointing it at folks and whatever throughout the day, and someone called and cops rolled up on him, and from one of the stories I heard from one of the cops from the union, I guess you could say, the cops thought the kid was going to run. Well, they didn't even think he was a kid. I guess this kid's 12 years old, but he's like 5'9", 140 pounds.
I saw that video, yeah.
He's not a typical 12. He didn't look like a kid.
No, he did not.
And when they rolled up on him, they expected him to run. That's why, because, you know, if you watch the video, he's sitting at the bench, and then the cops come rolling up on him real quick. And from one of the versions the cops give is they expected him to run because that's what they do. That's what people do when the cops roll up on you. A lot of times people run. And they expected him to run. But when he didn't run, of course, it surprised them. And when they jumped out of their cars, I guess, you know, he went for the gun. It was a toy gun, but, you know, I don't know how you justify it, but, you know, in that heat of the moment, that quick, and you don't know, and I don't know.
Jay, could I simplify to say that in that same situation, that could have been a white kid, they would have shot him too?
Probably, absolutely. I don't think the color has anything to do with it.
I don't think the color had nothing to do with it.
It's a situation.
It was a situation, exactly. It was a situation. situation. The same
thing with the guy that got shot in Walmart that had the BB gun.
Yep.
Did he deserve to be shot? No, but that situation that officer was in, maybe he shouldn't have shot so quickly because, you know, some people say from the video, the cop in the Walmart, you know, didn't even give the guy a chance to drop the weapon. But in that situation, I just, you know, it's hard to second guess the police from my standpoint.
You know, it is, and I'm not.
I don't know if I would have done anything different if I was in that situation.
Yeah, you know, I mean, how? You know what would crack me up? Here's the thing: what would happen to these cities like Baltimore if we already saw? Actually, we already know. Let's think about this. Okay, let's just take the police off the street and look what happened to your city with that one night when the police didn't do anything.
Yep.
So let's just take the police off the streets. All us are going to go back to the suburbs. You're on your own. Then you come talk to me and tell me how you think it's all justification about its color or it's this. Don't get me wrong. There is, I bet you, if you look at every poll in America, without a doubt, all of us agree. I agree. There is police brutality out there, without a doubt.
Without a doubt.
But to make this a race thing, to make it down, if you've committed a crime and you're struggling or you're putting up a fight or you've hit me in the face as I'm trying to arrest you, I need to somehow put you in a position to where you are no longer a threat to me or those around me.
And you know what, Rags? They are making this a race thing because...
How can they when it was three other black officers?
No, I'm not just saying that. I'm just saying the whole thing in general.
They are
making it about race, even though this situation isn't about race. The Baltimore isn't about race.
Baltimore
There's three black cops
race.
That were involved and three white cops that were involved. And the Baltimore police is 40% a minority, as it is anyway. So it's not, I mean, there's...
Which is heavy compared to a lot of departments.
Heavy.
Heavy.
And I don't know. You know, it's just... It's getting very complicated, and I think the police are getting fed up because they're just getting hung out to dry. It's their fault.
Yeah, and, you know, when I read stuff like this, and, you know, I don't know... You know, it's so hard because everybody's trying to be – feels like everybody who's – and I'm going to say this. It feels like every white person in America feels like they have to walk on eggshells.
Yeah.
Because,
I agree.
You know, that we think that because something that has happened in a certain situation and now all of a sudden, oh, no, it's, you know, Whitey did it. Well, you know, I can't help to think that, again, just like – in Ferguson, and what's his name? What was the name of the guy in the Ferguson again?
Michael Brown.
Michael Brown committed a crime.
Yep.
Didn't Freddie Gray commit a crime?
Well, you know this. You know, a cop, an insider from Baltimore Police, came out and said that the reason that the contact was even made with Freddie Gray was because he was seen doing a drug transaction. And that's what started the whole initiation of contact. They saw him make a drug deal, and then they pursued him, and he took off running. And supposedly the toxicology is going to come back that he was positive for marijuana and heroin. So, and this guy's been and that doesn't mean that he deserved to die.
Oh, absolutely, it hasn't. He just had no reason. You know, no reason at all.
But again, he put himself in that
situation. In that situation.
Okay, again, back to the situation. Not skin color, black, white. It's the situation. If you put yourself in situations that could potentially end bad, like running from the police, don't do that.
But I will say this about how, you know, with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Roger Rover, he was an airplane.
Was he?
Roger, yeah, he was the co-pilot. Roger, Vector, whatever, I forget. Yeah, he was, you know, the one thing about the article, yes, you know, there will be more unrest. It's not going to end. I don't see it ending anytime
soon. Especially when these cops get acquitted.
Yeah, and that's what's going to come up, you know. When that comes up again, but, you know, will Baltimore flare up again? I don't know. You know, what's the next city, though? You know, that's, I mean, because this could very easily happen in any, and I'm going to say it right now, in any major city.
Any major city.
This crap ain't going to happen in my town.
They're calling for protests in Cleveland. Like I was saying, I watch this show. I watch it just because I like to hear different opinions from all sides. The Nightly Show. Is it the Nightly Show? Yeah, I think it's the Nightly Show. It's got that, what's his name? I can't think of his name. But anyway, it's a newer show, and they showed where one of the protesters got maced. He was black, and he had a shirt on that said F the police. And he was taunting the police, and they maced him, and then they eventually took him down. And then he was like, now let's see how they treated the white protesters. So this is where they make it a white and a black thing here, this show. Like I said, they're pushing the race issue. And, of course, when they showed, you know, let's show how they treated the white protesters, and they were all, the police were all calm with them. Of course, you know, those protesters were calm. They wasn't taunting the police. They were just standing there, you know, and the police said, hey, you guys need to leave. And they left. So, I don't, like I said, again, it's they're pushing the race thing heavy.
Yeah, they are. And but I've seen, I don't know how many white people get peppered, sprayed.
Oh, yeah.
And all sorts of things. So, that's... We blew past our break, obviously.
We did blow past our break, but it's okay.
I looked down, I'm like going, oh, I guess we missed our first break of the
night. It's all right.
I don't know. We'll just have to... I think that's the biggest thing is that, you know, we get out here, you know, we do a little internet radio show here. You know, and you know, some people are going to listen to it. You know, some of our people or listeners are going to agree, disagree. It's just trying to be in perspective. I don't know of anybody, you know, really that's come out and said, oh, yeah, it's all deserved. No. I mean, I haven't heard anybody say that. You know, even, I guess you could say, I mean, even people I talk to and, you know, and I think that's the thing that gets me is that the only people that do this is the media.
Media loves this.
The media whips this up into a frenzy.
They feed off of it.
Oh, and it's sad. It's just sad because I don't know how else what else you do. How, by the way, so what's going on with the case with that 12-year-old thing, by the way?
Well, no one was charged. No officers were charged.
Oh, really?
No. The family is suing.
There
is a lawsuit. They haven't even got to bury the kid yet.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Has this been like 3 or 4 months?
This happened like in January or something.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, so, and supposedly his mother's living in a homeless shelter. So they're calling for protest in Cleveland, so that could be your next, tinderbox to go off is Cleveland, especially if nothing happens, if these officers, and again, I don't know if the officers did anything wrong. I can't draw the conclusion that they did anything wrong.
Yeah. Other than
maybe a little pulling the trigger too fast, maybe. I mean, I don't know. You know, it's a hard thing to judge something like that when you can't, you know, like, again, situation, so.
Absolutely, 100%.
Well, folks, hey, we're coming to the bottom of the hour, so we are going to take this break. This will be our 6-minute break here, so fill up your refreshments. Also, don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel. Just visit youtube.disclosuremedia.net. Also, don't forget to download our Android app, Disclosure Radio Android app. You can find it at the Google Play Store. You can get the latest news and breaking news. Also, you can listen to the live radio show and all the latest episodes and download the archives and all that great stuff and the videos and everything else that we have. Disclosure Radio, that's the name of the app. You can get that at the Google Play Store. And with that, folks, we're going to take a 5-6 minute break here. We got the news, some short news coming up from Fox. And we'll be back after that, folks, so stand by.
We'll be right back with the Nightly News Podcast with Jason and Rags.
The truth is, I'm not really sure what happened.
So, Rags, I think we're do our ISIS update. I know you've got a story or two, and I've got one.
Yeah.
Oh, I had to refill my coffee. Here we go, folks. So let's get to our ISIS update here. I know, I guess I'll start out with my ISIS update that I have. ISIS has posted a warning. They've posted a warning, and it's not looking too good. I guess ISIS says they will murder Pamela Geller and kill anyone who shields her. And the terrorists also say they have 71 fighters in 15 different states. And they have signed up already. And 23. God, these people need to spell check their articles before they post it. The GatewayPundit.com. Anyway, 23 have already signed up for missions like the failed Sunday attack in Garland, Texas. And if that's any sign of how these people operate. Now this is from, I guess this is an article. The attack by the Islamic State in America is only the beginning in our efforts to establish a... what is that? What is that word there, Rags? You reading the same story I'm reading here? Will ya? W-I-L-I-Y-A-H.
Is it the one that's on the... I'm looking at the Daily News.
Okay, well, I don't know what these people... These people at the Gateway Pundit have some serious spell check issues. So they want to kill the lady, and they say they've got 71 trained soldiers in 15 different states. Five states that they named, five of them being Virginia, Maryland, Illinois, California, and the state that's just up for me, Michigan, which doesn't surprise me. Michigan, I mean, Dearborn, Michigan is pretty much a Islamic state itself, right?
I think it is.
Oopsie.
I'm just saying, I don't know. I don't know.
So what's your ISIS update there?
How many did they, what did they say? They had 71 trained soldiers in the states? Is that what they
said?
Yep,
they've got 71 here, and they named, of the 15 states, five were named: Virginia, Maryland, Illinois, California, Michigan. And they went on to say that the disbelievers who shot our brothers think that you killed someone untrained. Nay, they gave you their bodies in plain view because we were watching. The next 6 months will be interesting to our Amir Aminuman make duel for us and continue your regime. May Allah ennoble your face and may Allah send his peace and blah, 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 blah.
Well,
huh. And you know, they have a connection, these guys in Texas. There is a connection to ISIS. They were in communication with a supposed ISIS leader or something over in Somalia. Did you hear about that?
I guess
a social link. There's a social media, Facebook or Twitter or something.
Okay.
Yeah, somewhere. Now, I don't know if ISIS actually, you know, set the operation up per se, but I think it's ISIS thing, whatever you... I think it's going to become a... just like a group, and not necessarily... You're going to have lone wolf-type people planning their own operations in the name of ISIS. And ISIS is just going to take credit, whether they had direct, you know, help in it or not.
Yeah, I don't know. That it seems like to be the thing to do is just connect yourself to ISIS if you're a terrorist. for whatever reason. But you know what, Jay? They all probably just came. I guess those 71 people that are here in the U.S., they probably all stayed at the five-star resort that opened up for ISIS supporters.
Oh, yeah?
In Iraq, from RT.com. You can see my link there if you got it. You can see the picture of the flag going up in the hotel. It looks like any other top resort in Iraq, but the Nuwa International Hotel in Mosul has one major difference. It's the first five-star hotel for the Islamic State jihadists.
Until we bomb it.
It includes a swimming pool and tennis court, but no bar, mind you.
Aww.
The battle place a few comforts, so the Islamic State, ISIS, or formerly ISIS, has decided to reopen a luxury hotel in the conquered territory to give its jihadists a bit of R&R. The Nuwa International Hotel in Mosul used to be one of the most luxurious in Iraq, catering to foreign guests and local dignitaries. However, its 262 rooms will now be used by extremist terrorist group. And you can see the pictures there. Do you got the pictures there from my link?
I was seeing this story where I'm trying to get to it. Where did it go? I thought I had it selected, but I don't. Oh, yeah, there it is. I seen this story earlier today, and I didn't see any pictures, so it's interesting to see the pictures. And it looks like a pretty nice little hotel there until we bomb it, right?
until we bomb it.
I mean, it's a nice-looking hotel.
A five-star resort.
I wonder how much it costs. Do ISIS members get free rooms?
Yeah, it looks like it, you know. And you get the pool, you know. There's just no bar.
Oh, wait a minute. No, there's a bar. I see it. Last picture, Rags.
But it's empty if you look at it. It's empty inside.
Yeah, most of it's empty. Well, that guy, he's polishing the floor, so I don't know. I guess there's a few... I'd be scared to even walk in it, man. I wouldn't even want to walk in on a hotel ran by ISIS. Jeez.
I don't think you're going to find many Americans going to it, Jay.
No, probably not. And if they are, they're probably CIA spies or MI-16 or whatever that group name is.
And just like those, and my link right next to this, and you got to love this. It's hilarious. If you click on the link about... right there, comedian's comments about dead Dallas jihadist hails the best tweet in history of Twitter.
I didn't see it. I'm going to it now. Here,
I got my link there. You can see it right there. You can see the link. It says, my favorite drawings at the Muhammad Cartoon Festival, Texas, where the T-Chalk outlines out front.
burn! That is awesome.
Now that was
awesome.
That was a pretty good tweet. My favorite drawings at the Muhammad Cartoon Festival in Texas were the two chalk outlines out front.
Well, as you probably guess, not everyone is laughing, Rags. The UK Independent called the tweet insensitive, and others took to bashing the humorless remarks.
Yeah, you'll say that when they come over there and cut your fucking head off. Oops, sorry.
Oh, man, I beep you out. Beep! It's one person said, of course it is. It's the people like you that make me hate this country more than I already do. Have a nice life. And then is it the same guy? Yeah, he tweeted back to the person. And there we have it. You hate this country, so you love those who would murder your fellow countrymen.
Yeah.
Leftists will always side with evil.
Some people just don't get it. Just don't get it. I have no clue how somebody could not understand.
So do you think that lady has any responsibility? Do you think that she bears any responsibility?
No, I do not.
Some people say, you know, oh, yeah, she, you know, she's provoking.
Again,
she's
Charlie
provoking,
Badu.
But, you know,
Charlie Badu has been doing it for friggin' years.
And not only that, I think this shows the true, I think it shows the, you know, how these people react to things. They're uncivilized. I mean, come on.
But we're only reacting to what we've seen over the last year, all these beheadings.
Yeah,
all
I know.
This just, you know, I mean, who's the real evil person here? I mean, let's just be honest about it. I don't know. This, man, like I said, bizarre world.
It is. Do you have do you have another ISIS update, or is that it?
I believe that was it out of everything that I had, right?
ISIS threatens to kill controversial blog. Okay, yeah, we talked about that. Yep, yep. And you talked about the comedian. So let's talk. I got this last one that I posted, and maybe we'll get to a couple more I've got there too. Millionaires were asked who they want as president, Rags, and their answer may surprise you. We're constantly told by Democrats, mostly, that Republicans are supported by all those evil millionaires, while Democrat Party is bastion of middle-class, middle-income, average Joes and Janes. So, in a CB's third millionaire survey conducted in March and released today, Hillary Clinton is the favorite U.S. presidential candidate among millionaire voters and would win a head-to-head contest with former Florida Governor Jeb Bush. See, they're already putting these two together, Jeb and Clinton, because that's what it's going to be, folks. That's going to be your ticket. Because if I know, Rags, you don't think so, but man, every day it just, they can spin it any way they want, and they can make her look good, they can make her look bad, and what
Jay,
people
let's
really
stop for
want
a second.
Her. Go ahead.
Let's stop for a second. Let's remember, we're talking, do you see where the poll came from? CNBC.
No, I understand. I understand
they
that.
They rank dead last in viewership. They're hurting so bad in viewership that it's not even funny. Plus, they are a predominantly Democratic channel.
No, I get that.
Mm-hmm.
That, I mean, you'd get the same response if you did a poll on MSNBC. I mean, you'd have the same. Mm-hmm. Of course, you'd have Hillary Clinton in the lead above Jeb Bush. Absolutely.
Well,
but it just shows the mainstream media who they're putting out there. You don't see any other candidate names on there.
Exactly. But like I said, it all changes just like everything else once we get closer and closer.
I mean, that's just look
like,
at.
We may not even have anybody.
Just look at the first election
Dictator
of Obama.
Chief just might pull something out of his rabbit hat.
Look who the Republican, if Clinton is the Democrat nominee and the Republicans put up some retard like when they did with John McCain and Alaskan Governor Sarah Susan Pate, whatever her freaking name is, I mean, that was just retarded. They knew that there was no way John McCain was going to get elected.
It was only a difference of 5 million votes. And then the last one, too, was only a difference of, what, 3 million votes.
What was the difference in electoral votes?
What's that?
The electoral. Electoral.
The electoral votes is what won it. Absolutely.
That's what matters now. The popular vote don't mean shit.
I know that.
That's wrong.
That tells you the divide. It tells you how divided the country is.
The president should be voted in by popular vote, period. Don't you agree?
Yeah, I think the president should be voted in by popular vote.
I mean, you get 60 million votes and your opponent gets 55 million votes, and he wins. Mm-hmm. How's that even fair? I haven't really studied the electoral votes, so I really can't. You know, I don't want to get too much into it. Some people say it's the best system we have, and I just disagree. I think it should be count the votes, and whoever has the most votes, that's your winner, right?
That's how it is for our representatives. They're elected and not electoral votes.
You know, and at some point in our history, you know, the senators were elected by the representatives of the state. You know, mm-hmm. Not by the people. So, I don't know, maybe we should go back to that system, too.
Yeah, then it'd be even more corrupt.
Probably. But I don't know I don't know if we could get any more corrupt than we are right now, Rags. I mean,
it's bad.
I mean, it's, you know, it's horrible.
It is bad. It's horrible. I mean...
I mean, did you see how much money the Clinton, they plan the race for this election? $2 billion.
Mm-hmm.
$2 billion.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Obama, he spent $1 billion on his first election campaign. So, and now she's going to spend $2 billion. And I'm not, you know, I just think, let's see where
I hear Trump's running ads starting next week against, about Hillary.
Okay, I can't stand that guy.
I can't stand him either, but he's running.
He's all about freaking publicity and getting his name out there. And You know, he came out against that Pamela chick.
Mm-hmm.
He came out against her, and I was actually quite shocked that he did. But he does.
He's just.
Let's see what else I got here. I know I got a couple more stories here. That's a funny one. Maybe I'll save that for the. Let's see. Yeah, so I know, Rags, you had asked about that spacecraft, the Russian spacecraft. I think you asked about it on Monday.
Yeah, I did.
So the doomed Russian spacecraft has fallen from space, but where will it fall? And round and round it goes, but exactly where a failed Russia space cargo ship will fall to Earth on this week is a guessing game. Current forecasts predict that the progress should fall to Earth in an uncontrolled destructive nosedive on Thursday, May 8th, between 3:11 a.m. and 5:26 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. And some media repeats from Russia are citing a Friday reentry target. I guess a more refined reentry date and time will become available, according to experts tracking the spacecraft. Now, there is some speculation that explosion may have occurred as the Progress 59 separated from its Soyuz booster's third stage. There was something else I wanted to, where was it else? Oh, yeah. What parts of this, this capsule, Rags, will survive? And, there is the potential for pieces of Progress 59 to survive the fiery plunge through Earth's atmosphere and reach the surface. Quote, with every reentry of a large structure from space, you expect a small fraction to survive. So watch out, folks, you know, you might get bunked in the head with something falling from space. That would just suck, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, it's small. It's not, a huge issue to worry about.
Yeah, I think most of it's all going to burn up. Could give a good show, but I think most of it's just going to burn up.
Pretty shitty for a craft that's named Progress, isn't it? Oh, man, Progress. Yeah. Crash and burn. Well, this next one I've got here, Rags, I don't know if you've seen this. I don't even know if you watched the video or not, but Price is Right, the show Price is Right, they give a woman in a wheelchair one of the most unfortunate gifts in game show history.
Yeah, I heard about this.
The lady, her name was Danielle, was chosen to appear as a contestant on The Price is Right. She was excited. It's not every day that you get to appear on a popular TV game show. Danielle is disabled. I guess she has no legs. She is limited to a wheelchair, but she can still guess prizes, drop chips down a Plinko board, and, of course, spin that giant wheel. Well, not only did she get a chance to come on down, but she even managed to win some pretty hefty prizes. That's the good news. The bad news, one of the prizes this wheelchair-bound woman won was a treadmill. And it happened like this. She said, "I was so excited right now," she exclaimed before the useless prize was revealed. She kept her cool when a treadmill and other prizes and a sauna were finally unveiled. "Those are very nice," she said. On a positive note, Danielle took home both the treadmill and the sauna. Oh, you know, you think they would have had some type of backup plan, Rex.
You would have thought they would have.
Like, I mean, I understand that was probably, you know, it was already set up and, you know, but I mean.
I'm sure the Anti-Defamation League.
These things are taped, right? It's not live TV.
I thought they were taped, but I almost thought they were all taped.
So can't you just like, oh, it's not, I don't know. I guess they couldn't change it. I don't know.
Yeah, I think that's a major mess up.
But the good thing is she can just not accept the gift and not pay the taxes on it, right? You know, that's the thing folks don't know about these game shows. When you go on these game shows, you got to pay the taxes on this stuff before you even get it.
Yep.
So you want a brand new car or a trip to here or a trip to there or this or that. You know, some of these people win these prizes and they never, ever get them. Because they can't pay, especially if you win a car. I mean, you're looking at $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 in taxes. Easy, right?
Yep. Absolutely.
Not everything's free, that's for sure. There ain't much things that are free, really. Well, Rags, we're coming up here at the top of the hour. I guess I'll throw out a few promos here. Don't forget to download our Android app. You can find it at the Google Play Store and get it on your favorite Google device or Android device. I guess Google does own Android, right? So you can download our app and get it on your favorite device, and it looks just something like this, what I've got on the screen. And of course, you get the breaking news and all the live radio, all the live shows that we have on the programs, the archives, and all that great stuff. Also, subscribe to us on YouTube at youtube.disclosuremedia.net, and you can get all our videos and our guest interviews that we've done in the past. And also, you can find us on Facebook and on Twitter. You can follow me on Twitter at RealJason_Young, and you can follow Rags at RagsTheMan. And let's see what else. Is there anything else out there, Rags? Anything in the news that you want to throw out there that's maybe in your head, or we just want to close her out for tonight?
I just didn't. It was kind of a. I didn't see anything that really caught my eye on anything today. Not that it was, I mean, there was constant news, you know.
Of course,
I mean,
as always, there's all kinds of news out there, but, you know, some things aren't even worth talking about.
I just didn't really see anything. A five-year-old was handcuffed.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that story. I guess it was a special needs kid, and they were handcuffed. Five-year-old? I don't know. But, you know, again, how big was this five-year-old?
Yeah, I don't know how big a five-year-old be.
Well, look at that 12-year-old. That 12-year-old was, you know, 6 foot tall. And
so, I hear you.
I mean, this 5-year-old could have been 4 foot tall, maybe. Like a little midget.
Yeah, other than that, I think it was pretty snow loose. I mean, I know other than that, another oil tanker derailed.
Yeah, I know. They're making that a big issue. I guess we've had five this year. Five oil tankers blow up this year. Do you think it's you know the railroad business. What do you think? Is this an issue?
The cars are hardened. You know, they're, I can't really speak to most of it, but they're following the guidelines. I know
right.
that much.
These news people will say these things are like tin cans. Is that true?
No,
no
they're not.
No,
they aren't.
I didn't think so. I mean, is there an increase? Because they make it sound like we've had five this year, and oh my god! But are they just pushing it more on the news?
They're just pushing it more.
That's what I figured.
Media's pushing it.
I mean, we've been shipping oil and freight trains for how long?
I mean. I don't know how long. You get fires anywhere all across the country. Look how many fires we saw, you know, warehouses and hotels and everything that burn up. And
I think this is just an attack against the oil itself.
Yeah, that's my honest opinion. It's just an attack. That's all it is.
Well, maybe we can pull some stories up and see what we can find out and see how often these train incidents happen and see if it's really an issue and see what we can pull up, because these media folks, they're not gonna do that type of stuff.
Yeah, they're not. Other than that tornado down in Oklahoma, I think that's the main headline.
Yeah, we had some tornadoes down in Oklahoma and the Texas area. So, yeah, we'll probably get to that tomorrow or see what kind of damage come out of that. Hey, folks, don't forget again, subscribe to us at youtube.disclosuremedia.net. We'll be back again tomorrow night at 11 p.m., so we'll see you then. Have a great night.